Hello, West Liberty. This is WGLZ 91.5. We are College Radio and we are passionately vocal. I'm Caden, and today we're doing our Students with Stories segments. Today I'm here joined by Josh Fancher, who is a student here at West Lib. He has competed in some pool tournaments and has done some interesting stuff with competitive pool. Josh, how are you doing?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. So, Josh, we got some preliminary questions here before we get too deep into the pool discussion. So, can you tell us where you're from?
So, I went to high school in Toronto, Ohio, but I lived about 10 minutes out, more into the Edison Local District. I grew up off of 213, a little bit more towards Edison, so I lived out in the country.
So, what made you want to come to West Liberty?
It was definitely a home-like feeling. I mean, I definitely felt like once I got up here, I felt more comfortable than all the other colleges that I've visited, and including track, too. I do track up here. But it definitely, West Virginia in itself and West Liberty is just a home. It's a home feeling.
Yeah, this campus is really nice for that nice home feeling, because everyone knows each other. It's small. It's very nice up here. So what's your major?
My major is social studies education, secondary.
So what do you plan to do with that?
So after I graduate, I plan on teaching high school history, and I also want to coach in track and football through my years. So
it's awesome, man. Are you enjoying that so far?
It's fun. There's ups and downs. I mean, it's school in itself. It's still rough, but we're getting there.
So why history?
It's just interesting to know where you came from, why you're here, how you got here, everything that kind of just interests me.
I'm a big history guy, too, so I get that. So you said you're involved with track. What do you do for track?
So track, I throw mainly shot put, but I also throw discus and hammer. I'm only a sophomore now, but we're getting close to breaking some school records already, so.
Nice. That's impressive, man.
Thank you.
Are you involved in any other school activities here?
I've looked into a couple clubs. I just recently joined Kappa Delta Kappa, so it's getting fun.
Heck yeah, man. So we're going to do a quick break here, and then we are going to come back and actually talk about pool. So remember, we are WGLZ 91.5, we are College Radio, and we are passionately vocal. West Liberty. You are listening to WGLZ 91.5. We are College Radio, and we are passionately vocal. Hello, West Liberty. You are listening to WGLZ 91.5. We are College Radio, and we are passionately vocal. I'm Caden, and this is our Students with Stories segment. I'm here with Josh Fancher, big pool guy, has played some competitive pool in his life, and we're going to be talking about that. We just went over some preliminary information with him about his background and what he's doing here at West Lib. He's a history major for education, and he is a sophomore. He does track, and he just recently joined Kappa Delta Kappa here on campus. So, now we're going to start discussing his pool career. So, Josh, when did you start playing pool?
So, I've always dabbled in pool a little bit because my dad was a big pool guy. So, I just most recently, like last year, started really getting into it. But I was always shooting pool when I was little, talking 5, 6 years old. My dad was teaching me because we had a pool table down in our basement. And it's a fun sport, but I'm trying.
So, what got you into it? Was it playing with your dad, or was there something else that drew you in?
So, I'm very competitive when it comes, especially with my family. I like to beat everybody and everything. And when he started messing around downstairs playing pool, I thought I could try this out. And he just started teaching me, and I was messing around, getting better, and it just really. So mainly my dad. My dad really pulled me into it, and it's a bonding moment, too, you know, just to spend time with my dad. But now I do it competitively, so.
Yeah, he really pulled you in, huh?
Yeah, he pulled me in.
I'm sorry about that, audience. Sorry, West Liberty. So, what is it about the game that draws you to want to pursue it competitively over something else?
Man, I don't know. It's more the dynamics of it. You know, anything can happen. It's the slightest adjustment done can affect your whole entire game. Just depending on where you hit the cue ball, where it hits the other balls, it just all depends. But I feel like it's just, it challenges you a lot, and you have to really think throughout your game. And I'm just very competitive, so I just draw to it, you know. I just grew up doing it, and it's fun.
So what was it that got you looking into actually, like, going to competitions for pool?
Mainly my dad was kind of talking to me about how he used to compete, because he played in a lot of the master leagues and everything when he was younger. And I just got interested in it. I started looking at different tournaments around here, you know, like at local bars and just stuff like that. So I played a couple of them, and I was beating people that were playing for years on years, and I only started playing a year. So that kind of really pulled me in.
So what would you say your favorite part of competing is?
Honestly, just the bonding that you have with other players, because it's not really, it doesn't really get heated when you beat someone at pool. I mean, it's a good game. So definitely bonding with other people and just getting to know, getting out there and just being friendly.
It does seem like a very more relaxed environment for most sports. It doesn't seem too, like, heavy and people take it too personally. So I do like the atmosphere of pool. I do enjoy it quite a bit. So have you met anyone, like, particularly interesting during your time of competing in pool?
You meet a lot of drunk guys, and that's pretty interesting because you hear a lot of stories from them. But I mean, you meet a lot of people. I mean, it's hard to kind of focus on one or two, but it's very interesting.
So, where all have you competed?
So, the main spot that I compete at is Briarwood Tavern down in, it's near Toronto, just right off of Toronto. They have four tables, and it's just a little local place. It's a $5 entry just to get down and get some time in playing. But I've also played out at Kelly's Old School in Richmond, Ohio. It's more of a bigger joint. They have 10 tables, and it's more competitive. So those are the two main spots, and then I've dabbled in some other, just like local pickup games when I'm out to eat or something at other bars.
So when you're competing in pool, is there certain titles or ranks that you're competing for, or is it just you win?
No, when it's the local tournaments, you're just playing to play. They have a bracket set up, but it's nothing too, there's no rankings to it. You're just playing. Now, if you were to go into a league, that's when you really get into how many years you've been playing, what your rankings are, like Masters, Diamond, all that kind of stuff. But I've never gotten into that yet. It's that far.
Do you see yourself going into league play?
Most definitely. Definitely this summer I'm going to try, because I know a lot of people that are in the leagues, and they go all over the United States just to play. So I'll definitely get into that here soon.
Where would you go to get into these leagues around here?
So there is local leagues. You have your own team, and you kind of, I'm not too sure what they're called. I know there's a couple of them in this area. But it's more of yourself qualifying for certain tournaments and everything. But you can, there's definitely leagues. I know my cousin is a part of one, and they just recently went to Columbus to play in a big tournament, and she actually got third in it, which was pretty big. I mean, it was like a 1,000-person tournament. So
that is very impressive. How far do you see yourself going within the league? Are you going to try to get as high as you can, or just enjoy the ride through?
I'm not going to get too competitive with it. I'm going to try to, it's going to be more relaxing for me than anything, just to get, blow steam off and, you know, just go have fun and relax and enjoy the time around people, and but also challenge myself at the same time. I mean, I could definitely see myself going pretty far. but I don't want it to become a problem for me.
Yeah, I can see that. It's easy to get lost in the climb up to the top. But I think pool is a very unique sport for how laid back it can be. Mm-hmm. And I think it is one that you'll be able to level yourself in and not get too wrapped up in the actual competition and just be able to enjoy it. I don't think the fun will be lost in pool, but I don't know. I could be wrong. I'm not the pool guy here. So how do you feel about your performance in your competition so far?
I'm pretty happy about it. I mean, there's still a lot to work on considering I'm still fairly new to the competitive scene, but I mean, I've been beating a couple people that been playing for years, so I mean, I can't be disappointed about it.
Yeah, that is impressive for just starting it not too long ago and just going out there and beating some veterans right off the bat. So can you tell us a little bit about what you feel your best performance was? About that tournament in general?
I would say I got fifth in a local tournament about 3 weeks ago. It was down at Briarwood. I came in, I started pretty slow, and I lost my second game in, which bumped me down. And then, I mean, I came back pretty good, and I started beating a couple people. But I was definitely hitting a lot more bank shots than just straight shots, which kind of surprised me at the time. And I lost it. it was fun though. I mean, I don't try to get too competitive with it. It was definitely my best time playing, but I think there's still a lot of room for improvement.
I mean, fifth place is pretty impressive. So, what is it that you feel you need to work on?
I definitely need to work on my angle shooting better because I get stuck in a lot of the pockets and the way you have to hit off a wall if the ball is on the very edge. If you just straight shoot it, it's going to completely mess it up. It's going to shoot it other directions. But the way you would want to is you would want to hit it on – you would want to barely touch it on the edge, which would bounce it to the hole – to the pocket, obviously. But that's something I definitely need to work on because I've lost a couple games because I can't hit an eight ball to a pocket off the edge. So it's definitely something I got to work on.
Yeah, getting down to just the eight ball kind of – there's a lot of pressure, and I've never had fun when it's just the eight
ball. Yeah, it's definitely a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I've seen you play pool, so I know you're good at it. But so – is there anything else that you feel you should work on, or is that, like, your biggest thing that you're going to practice on?
I think another thing is mainly across table shots, because those are really risky, because hitting a ball so far, you have to be so accurate with your shot that even a millimeter off could affect your whole entire game. So I think that's definitely something that I would need to work on, and I've been practicing a lot down in beta, so we're slowly getting there. I think we've got a lot of room for improvement. So.
So when these tournaments are set up, how is the bracket? Is it just single elimination, or do they do double?
So they do, some are single, some are double. It just depends on the size of the tournament. Most of the ones that I'm in are double because they're not massive tournaments. I mean, it's 20 people max. But if you go to a larger competition, they're mainly single because if it's not, it'll take forever and it'll just drag on for days. But I've been eliminated a couple times on double, especially when I first started in the last summer.
When is your next tournament going to be, and when's your next competition?
I'm not too sure because track's picking up a little bit more. We're getting closer to competing, but I think I might get into another tournament maybe next weekend just to break the ice a little more.
All right. Heck yeah, man. Well, it looks like we are out of time here. Thank you, Josh, for coming out to this.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, this has been our Students with Story segment. Remember, you are listening to WGLZ 91.5. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal.